Emancipated Women. Emancipantki by Bolesław Prus. Around the year 1870, the most famous academy for young ladies in Warsaw was Mrs. Ladder's boarding school. From it issued model citizens, happy wives, and excellent mothers. Whenever the newspapers announced the wedding of a wealthy, distinguished young woman who was making a good match, one could wager that among the maidenly attainments of Miss So-and-so, dressed thus and so, the beautiful bride, beaming with happiness, would be found a notice that she had attended Mrs. Ladder's school. After each such notice, several new pupils entered Mrs. Ladder's establishment, either as day students or as residents. It was no wonder that Mrs. Ladder, whose school brought such happiness to its alumni, was herself considered a happy person. It was said of her that, although she undertook her vocation with modest funds, she must possess tens of thousands of rubles, only it was not known if the capital was invested in mortgages or lay in the bank. No one had any doubts about her fortune when they saw the ball gowns worn by her daughter Helena, a lovely young lady of 19, or, above all, when they heard of the expenditures of her son, Kazimierz, who was never sparing with money. But neither the maiden's gowns nor the bachelor's elegance occasioned unpleasant remarks, because their costs were kept within certain limits. Miss Helena went out to gatherings grandly, but rarely. Kazimierz went abroad to finish his education, and his stays in Warsaw were so brief that he could afford a little self-indulgence. Mrs. Ladder's acquaintances whispered that it was not unwise of her to take a lenient view of the whims of a young fellow who, in the society of the distinguished youth of Warsaw, had cured himself of democratic fancies. They even marveled at the wit and tact of the mother, who, instead of reprimanding him for imbibing those ruinous theories, allowed him to regenerate himself with the help of the elegant life. When a young man becomes accustomed to social spheres in which one wears clean linen, he will stop growing long hair and a ragged beard, said her friends. The young man very rapidly grew accustomed to haircuts and clean linen, and even became such a thoroughgoing dandy that, in the middle of October, it began to be said that soon he was going abroad to study the social sciences. It was understood that it was not young Ladder, but young Norski, who was about to go abroad. Mrs. Ladder's name from her first marriage was Norska, and Helena and Kazimierz were children of that union. Her second husband, Mr. Ladder, but never mind about him. Suffice it to say that from the time the boarding school was established, Mrs. Ladder wore widow's weeds, that whereas several times a year she went to Powązki and adorned the grave of her first spouse with flowers, no one asked whether the other spouse also lay at Powązki or somewhere else. It was no wonder that Mrs. Ladder, whose heart had been twice shattered by fate, was cool in her relations with others and maintained a stern exterior. In spite of her 40-some years, she was still a beautiful woman, taller than average, with a figure not showy but not thin. She had black hair slightly frosted with gray, expressive features, a dark complexion, and lovely eyes. Those who claimed to be experts in such matters declared that with such eyes Mrs. Ladder could make a conquest of any of a number of wealthy widowers whose daughters lived at her school or came as day students. Unfortunately, the possessor of the black diamonds had a look more penetrating than tender, which, together with her thin lips and impressive bearing, first and foremost aroused respect for her, in women as much as in men. Her pupils feared her, though she never raised her voice. The most high-spirited class fell silent at once if the children heard the door of the neighboring classroom opening in a particular way, and the even tread of the headmistress. The classroom teachers and even the professors marveled at Mrs. Ladder's magical influence over the students. Mothers of grown, eligible daughters thought uneasily of her Helena, as though the young beauty could deprive their girls of their matches and ruin the futures of all maidens preparing for marriage. And more than one well-to-do father of a frail, homely son thought, "That rascal Norski has got enough health and good looks for 10 boys like my Kaitek, though Kaitek is well enough in his way." Mrs. Ladder, then, was happy in every respect, envied for her fortune, her authority, her boarding school, her children, even her eyes. In spite of that, an enigmatic crease outlined itself more and more deeply on her forehead. A shadow, falling from no one knew where, pushed farther and farther down her face, and her eyes gazed more and more piercingly beyond people, as if striving to catch sight of things that were invisible to others.